FM News 101.1, it's 6:14. Herman Cain has suspended his campaign for president. He did so over the weekend. He had just been hit with numerous accusations of sexual harassment and carrying on an affair with another woman for over a decade. But let's not talk about Herman Cain. Let's talk about Gloria Cain and the psychological toll that that would take on anyone's wife, regardless of the truth of those allegations. I want to welcome in licensed psychotherapist Joyce Martyr with Urban Balance in Chicago. And Joyce, what is it like for a Gloria Cain to hear these accusations over and over and over again?
Good morning, Rob. Well, that would be a really traumatic experience. Finding out about a 13-year affair and multiple allegations of sexual harassment would be a very psychologically traumatic experience, as it would involve a major deception and serious web of secrets and lies. A major betrayal of trust like this can trigger feelings of shame, humiliation, rage, and serious self-doubt about one's judgment and perspective of reality. She might have thoughts like, who is this man that I'm married to? And after learning such information, and as you said, hearing it over and over again in the media, it would be normal for the person to be traumatized and also move through the five stages of grief, which are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and finally acceptance.
Joyce, Mary Ellen Geist here. We saw his wife with him on the stage, supporting him, cheering for him. That is sort of unusual. It doesn't always go that way. Can you talk a little bit about what that signals to us and also to other wives in this situation?
Absolutely. Well, as I said, part of going through the five stages of grief, there's this bargaining phase that might involve thoughts like, if I defend him publicly about the sexual harassment charges, then maybe it won't be true or maybe it will all go away. You know, really, the power of denial can be very, very powerful. And sometimes people block information that's upsetting or stressful by suppressing it. And you know, she may be consciously choosing to turn a blind eye to avoid conflict or the loss of her marriage or other negative consequences. And it's also possible that she may have been aware of some of his behavior, but is unable to address it or unwilling to leave the marriage for a variety of reasons.
Joyce Martyr with Urban Balance in Chicago. Thanks for joining us this morning on FM News 101.1, providing a little perspective on what Gloria Cain is going through right now. It's 6:17.